And then they use the dish water or something like that. That's what people used to do. And
what do you put that in?
Well, they had some people had barrels of slop because they had quite a number of hogs. And they would just probably throw some ears of corn and then put that slop in there too.
See? What did a small home have? They have a little place for the slops in the kitchen?
I have seen people build a little, what would they call it? A little shelf, and set the slop outside.
In a little container?
In a container.
What did you call that container then?
A slop barrel, a slop bucket. And they keep it covered.
Did you have one in your home?
No. See, I never had no home. I raised right here on this street, right over here on 10th Street. But my grandparents lived in the country.
Do they have?
And my brother, he used to farm, and that's where I learned, you know.
What was his slop jar like? Slop bucket like?
Well, he always had a lot of fine hogs, and he would have them a trough. You know what a trough is? A long trough, and he'd go to the barn, and he'd get several of his corn and put it in the trough, and then they'd get the slop and pull in, and they'd eat that, drink that slop off first, and then you could hear them eating the corn. They would go for the corn.
Well, if there was two of those in long place, was that ever? Did you ever have more than one of those? The trough? You ever have two of them?
Well, no. My brother, he had a very small family, just a wife and one daughter, and he never had, nobody would be like this. He may have about three hogs or something like that, you know.
So, but what
but if he had a sow with small pigs, he would have a special place for that sow and pigs.
So
with the others, you know.
Two.
Mm-hmm. They have two.
What did you got? Two what?
Two hog trough. The hog trough.
That is interesting. Well, how'd you keep things cool?
Well, I tell you, my grandmother had wells, you know, old-fashioned well, and she always kept her milk and her butter in buckets in the well, down the well. You know, just put it in the bucket and let it go and tie that rope. And it kept cool and kept from spoiling in the well, down the well. Isn't that something?
That is.
Mm-hmm.
Any special part place in the well?
No special place.
No special corner or anything?
No. See, you put it in the bucket, in the water bucket, that goes down into the well, but there's no water in it. But it's something about that depth down there that kept it cool.
Did you ever hear of a place like next to a little stream or something where they might have a little dugout and maybe bricked in where the stream might flow through and they keep the things cool there?
Yes. I remember my mother used to cook for a lady who had a cistern, and inside of her porch it was latticed. The porch was latticed, and she had a huge brick cistern, and water was in there, in that cistern, and we could use that, she could use that water, you know. It was protected, it was covered and everything.
So would she keep things cool in there?
Well, she didn't do that. I guess once upon a time she probably did, before ice came. But at that time they had ice. But I'm sure she did, because she was an old lady. And she lived in an old house, or which you could have seen it. It had a dome on the top of it. It was a beautiful, great, big white house.